Welcome to the deep dive. Today, using the sources you've sent us, we're really digging into a big problem in finance. This clash between attractive top-down stories and, well, the inconvenient bottom-up facts.
Yeah, it's crucial. We keep seeing investors fall into the same trap. And maybe the best place to start is the DD Global collapse. Remember Jim Cramer giving it a strong buy?
You do. June 2021. And literally days later, the whole thing just imploded under regulatory pressure from Beijing. Billions gone.
Exactly. And if you just look top down, the story seemed great, right? Huge market. They bought out Uber China. Looked like a monopoly.
So why did smart people like Cramer get it so wrong? What was missed?
Well, it's the most basic bottom-up question, especially there. Who really has the power? And the answer wasn't Didi. It was always the Chinese Communist Party.
And Didi was kind of poking the bear.
Openly. The sources show they pushed that $4.4 billion IPO even after the Cyberspace Administration of China, the KXA, explicitly told them, hold off.
Wow. Just ignored them.
Seems like it. Chinese officials even used a specific phrase for it. Yang Feng Ying Wei. It means pretending to comply while actually defying.
Okay, so massive political risk ignored. But you're saying it wasn't just politics.
Not at all. That's the crucial part often missed. The business itself, fundamentally, was already shaky. Forget the politics for a second. Didi lost, what is it, $2.54 billion in 2020?
$2.5 billion, even with that supposed market stranglehold.
Exactly. The numbers didn't support the monopoly story even before the crackdown. And there's more.
Oh.
Yeah, the State Administration for Market Regulation, SAMR, they were already investigating Didi for antitrust issues before the IPO even happened.
So political defiance, huge losses, and an ongoing antitrust probe, yet the market bought the top-down story.
Because it was simple and appealing. China plus monopoly is growth. And, well, this same flawed thinking, it hasn't gone away.
Right. So the Didi narrative dies down and analysts just find another big story.
Pretty much. We're seeing the exact same dynamic playing out now, particularly with the whole disruptive innovation theme, like with Cathie Wood's ARK funds and, you know, Tesla.
Okay, so walk me through that. How is the Tesla narrative mirroring the Didi mistake?
It's swapping one grand narrative China monopoly for another. Tesla robo-taxi future. People are valuing this, like, hypothetical future business over the actual current financial reality.
And ARK's own valuation highlights this, right? I saw that in the source material.
Yeah, it's stark. Their model for Tesla's 2029 valuation, get this, the robo-taxi business line, which literally does not exist today, accounts for 60% of the expected value.
60% for something that isn't real yet.
60% of the value and over half the expected EBITDA. It's pure narrative valuation.
Okay, so that's the story. What's the bottom-up reality colliding with it right now, 2024, 2025?
Well, look at Tesla's actual car business. Q1 2024, they reported their first year-over-year drop in vehicle deliveries ever.
Deliveries are shrinking.
Shrinking. And net income plummeted 55% year-over-year. Why? Aggressive price cuts just to move the cars they are making.
So fewer cars sold, profits way down. But the stock valuation...
still sky high. At one point, the 2025 TTM PE ratio was recorded over 168. It's completely detached from the current financial performance.
It feels like the Didi lesson just, I don't know, flew right over everyone's heads. It's the same ignoring of fundamentals.
Precisely. And guess who's still championing this narrative over reality approach?
Let me guess. Jim Cramer?
You got it. Just recently, in 2025, defending Elon Musk's huge compensation package. His advice was, and I quote from the sources, "Don't be small-minded. Tesla is about robots, full self-driving, the future. Give him his package."
It's the exact same logic. Ignore the present, buy the future story.
Yep. Didi was a geopolitical reality check colliding with a narrative. This Tesla situation, and arguably the broader AI hype, feels like a financial reality check waiting to happen. But the mechanism narrative over facts is identical.
So wrapping this up, what's the core message for you, our listener?
It's about diligence. The Didi story shows how ignoring ground truth, whether it's political power or just basic financials, leads to disaster. Billions evaporated because the story was better than the reality.
And with all the AI hype now in 2024, 2025, that need for bottom-up checking is critical. We saw that MIT report note, didn't we?
We did. Warning that something like 95% of organizations are getting zero real return on their AI investments right now. Zero.
So the final thought. While the grand narratives are exciting, always dig deeper. Look at the fundamentals, the real-world constraints, the bottom-up facts. Otherwise, you might just be buying into a very expensive, brilliantly told fiction.